Kevin? No.
It's the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. Welcome back to the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. As always, this is everybody's favorite coach, Coach Manaman, and we're taking one of my favorite trips that I take a couple times a year, where we take that drive across the bridge into East Dubuque, Illinois, and talk Warrior baseball. Head coach Brandon Tashner from the East Dubuque Warrior, one of my favorite officiating partners, joining us again on the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. Welcome, Coach Tashner.
Hey, thanks for having me, Nick Manaman. Appreciate being back on the show. I thought we had a pretty successful officiating winter this year, so it's now on to it's on to baseball season, man. We got warm weather coming, and let's get to it and talk some baseball.
If anybody ever saw Coach Tash and I do a game together, which you would have, because him and I worked a lot of local games together in the Dubuque area. If you see us laughing and having a good time, we are. We really enjoy it. If you see us talking in between timeouts, we're usually talking baseball, especially if we're at Wallert and Coach Tischer and Coach Funky are working the table as well. But should we talk East Dubuque baseball?
We should, but let's be honest. Have you seen a better scores table crew than over at Wallert with those two guys and those two coaches? Coach, boy, what a crew.
Looks wise, yes. But as for a table that does a great job with the clock and the shot clock over there at Wallert Catholic, they are top notch. East Dubuque is coming off a 17-13 overall record, 8-2 in the conference, which earned them a conference championship. Reflecting on last year, Coach, what went well that has continued over the offseason, and what will it take for the team to continue the success from last year, keeping it rolling into this year?
Yeah, it was exciting. We won conference last year, our second conference championship in the last 3 years. Actually, it was our first outright conference championship since 2008. So definitely the guys were excited. And, you know, our team motto, and you know, the entire year, believe in the we over the me. You know, basically we got to believe in each other and believe who's to our left and who's to our right, who's in the dugout. Believe in each other before ourselves. You know, and everyone bought in that. Set aside their individual goals for one common goal, and that was to get better every day, you know, win a conference championship and onward and upward from there. Unfortunately, we ended a little short, but, you know, able to claim that conference championship. Another thing that fueled the fire, obviously, for those guys last year is we were picked to finish, near the bottom of the conference. So when you start to see and hear those things, obviously that adds a little fuel to the fire. And guys got in the weight room over the offseason. Some of our returning seniors, especially, you know, in the weight room, and some of the younger guys followed suit. So it's been, they're hungry. They're hungry, right? You lose in that conference semifinal, regional semifinal. Guys are hungry and they want to get back to it. And as far as moving forward and what we need to do, we need to be ready day one. Like I said, the off season was good to some. You know, they found the weight room. They got some extra work in. However, last year, collectively, as a defensive unit, we finished around an average. We had a percentage of 90-11 percentage. Not exactly, great. I mean, it's high school baseball. We know errors happen. But we got to show up mentally and be locked in every day and every practice. And mentally, that's everyone from freshmen to seniors to our coaching staff. We have to understand that weather might not always be in our favor in March, but those games are going to really matter down the stretch, and we got to be locked in all facets of the game so we can take care of things and set ourselves up similar to last season and ready to succeed down the stretch. And it starts with myself. It starts with our coaching staff. It's going to start here. It's going to start here opening day, Monday, February 26th. We're going to be outside for the first time in 7 years that I've done this. We're going to be outside on day one of practice, 66, 65 degrees, man. These guys are excited to get going. So, that's where we're going to start from there. And then we'll see, we're going to see from there where we go.
And people that regularly listen to the podcast know that I do not leave my house unless it's above 60 degrees. And I've gotten some offers to officiate some baseball games in Wisconsin and Illinois. And whenever I get asked in Dubuque, my first question or my first response is, well, let me check my calendar and then I'll ask my wife. In Illinois and Wisconsin, it's always, I got to check the calendar and then I have to check the weather. And if the weather is nowhere near 60 degrees, I'm not coming out of my house. There's a popular thing in pop culture about the Madden curse. I would say the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast has the opposite effect because there's been a lot of great baseball, a lot of state championships, a lot of conference championships that hadn't taken place before this podcast started. But now that this podcast is in place, maybe I'm just paying more attention. I don't know. But I want to play a little bit of devil's advocate this year. I know when I was a coach, I always a lot of times knew what I had coming in. I knew what our strengths were, but I also knew what our weaknesses were. And day one, I hit the ground running with some things that I thought we needed to get better at. Looking at your returning roster, looking at the work that was put in the offseason, what might be some areas that the Warriors have to sharpen their sword with this year?
Defensively, you know, like I said, defensively, we have to be ready. You know, don't sit there and be ready for the baseball like you want the baseball and you want to feel the baseball. Don't sit there and be thinking that we need to get this mentality across to our guys. You know, want the baseball, make the play, don't expect to make an error, expect to make the play. You know, so get that mentality going in the right direction. We're going to continue to work the fundamentals every day. We do every day. We hit off a tee every day. We do soft toss every day. You know, we take fundamental baseballs. We do short hops, long hops, all these different things to work our hands and our gloves and get everybody on the same page. They get a little bit bored with it. I think sometimes they get a little bit kind of like, come on, coach, we got to hit. You know, we got to take BP or we got to scrimmage. But, you know, those are the things that we're just going to continue to work on every day. You know, after a couple of days, they understand, like, hey, we're going to work on these things and we're going to get better at it. Get out of the cages, get ready to attack. We have some new guys in the lineup, potentially new guys in the lineup this year that we got to hit a little better. We got to put the ball in play a little more, move guys over, advance them over, get them in. You know, we'll play the short game if we have to, play a little small ball. So those things are, like I said, we got our work cut out here for the first 2 weeks, and we're ready to get back to it. I know these guys are excited as well.
Last year, the Warriors won the conference outright for the first time in a long time with an 8-2 conference record. Let's look at some of the moments, some of the big plays, whether it be a walk-off or a no-hitter or a grand slam. What are some of those moments that stand out to you a year later?
Well, just that right there, you know, winning our second championship in 3 years, that was, that was super fun in our first outright. Guys had a blast with that. I'm going to miss some moments, man. There was a lot of good things, and I did my homework the other night, and I was trying to go through our stats and our records from last year to just remind myself of all the good things that happened. But let's start off, back-to-back no-hitters early in the season. Played a couple non-conference games, a couple non-conference teams from Wisconsin. Angel Reyes, Parker Shireman teamed up. They had back-to-back no-hitters. I believe the following week they were named to co-TH Player of the Week. So that was super, super fun for those guys. Obviously, with the guys knowing everyone just down the road, just down Highway 20 in Galena, they get along with each other. They know each other. So that's always always a fun rivalry to open up the season with the sweep of Galena. And what I may say might be the coldest game that I've coached since I've coached at East Dubuque. I don't know that we should have played that game. We played that game, but it was, no lie, I want to say 38 degrees by the time we were done. Angel Reyes pitched a great game. We were up 11-1. Scoring those runs obviously means my pitcher sits there in the dugout a little longer, gets a little stiff, gets a little cold. That ended up being, they came back. I believe we ended up winning 11-9 or 12-9. And Spencer Sindel had probably one of the best innings of the year pitching, coming in getting three outs in the last inning when Angel was out of pitches after not pitching in 38-degree weather the entire game. Like, just, you know, it was, I mean, I was impressed. It was a great start to the conference season. 2 weeks later, we swept Warren Stockton, who has always, you know, kind of been a powerhouse in our conference, powerhouse in 1A baseball in Illinois for a long, long time. That actually the first time from what I can find out that we've swept Warren Stockton since 2008. You know, Parker Shireman pitched that game. I went out and talked to him, and he was mowing and just mowing people down and having a great game. And we got to the seventh inning and, you know, ran into a little snag and just kind of not tired, but just a couple little bloops. I think he hit a batter, you know, went out and talked to him. And for the younger viewers out there, I don't know that I can repeat what we talked about on the mound, but he stayed in and closed that game out. You know, just a great gritty win. You know, we come out of that game, Braden Lee made a play at third base. Infield was in, he snagged the line drive, turned a double play that even the Warren Stockton coach talked about in the all conference meeting, how impressed he was at that play. And it just got, you know, it got guys fired up. I mean, you sweep, back-to-back sweeps to open up the season like that. You know, the following week that Angel Reyes pitched a 9-inning no-hitter against Wes Carroll, 22 strikeouts, faced 28 batters. We actually played them in a doubleheader at our place because we got rained out. People ask me why, you know, really, you know, you got to pitch Angel again. Nick, he pitched the first game and he pitched 47 pitches in 4 innings. We won 15-0 and he no-hit him. So I wanted him to get a kind of just a regular day's work, right? Like, we're getting close to the playoff season. So, you know, that was a fun moment watching him do that. And obviously, at home, we were able to clinch conference versus Fulton in one of the best pitching duels that I've seen all of last year. Kid from Fulton, you know, equally as talented as Angel Reyes, throws hard. Actually, one of our Carver Commence plays with them in the offseason in some of their summer travel ball. You know, we knew some things about them. So coming in, we won that game 4-0. One of our all-conference returners, John Fulton, had a huge hit in that game. You know, just some fun things like that. The guys got to celebrate, you know, got a little ice bath after that game and stuff. So that was fun. Those are some of the top moments. I could go on and on. I don't know that people want to listen to a three-hour podcast about all the great things, but you know, those are some of the highlights, definitely the highlights from last year's conference championship season.
It's good that you could go on for 3 hours, because sometimes I have conversations with some programs and they might not have 3 hours of content, 3 hours of material to give me. But let's fast forward to 2024. Are the Warriors returning any all-conference, all-district, or all-state players? If so, who are they? And give us a scouting report on them.
We are actually. We have, 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 5 returning all-conference guys from last year's team. So we'll start, I'll just kind of rifle through. We'll start here with honorable mention guys from last year's all-conference. John Polton, who is a junior this year. He earned all-conference honors last year off of his DH role. He hit a .333, 6 doubles, 19 RBIs, only struck out 6 times. And he had some, like, big timely hits. He had a big hit. I know Warren, I know he had that big hit against Fulton. That was, you know, game tied, third, fourth inning. He had a 2-out double, I believe, to just kind of open it up and just, relieve some stress off of guys. So we're excited to have him back. We're looking forward to having him back in a little more role than just a designated hitter. Time will tell here as we get things rolling. Also, another honorable mention guy, he's actually a senior this year, Spencer Sindel. You've heard other baseball coaches say it all the time, but he was definitely our Swiss Army knife last year. He started in the outfield. Him and I talked about playing some outfield because we weren't really sure where we were. You got to remember, Nick, we graduated 2 years ago, and we're still putting the pieces together on where to put everybody. But we talked about going in the outfield, and then a couple weeks into the year, had an injury. You know, now we're in the infield, and he picked up some innings So I'm pretty sure he played everywhere but first base and catcher. However, he was a bullpen catcher in practice most days. So he just, you know, all around played where we needed him to play. You know, I'm happy that he got the honorable mention nod last year. I know it fueled his fire a little bit. I know he's hoping for more this year. So expecting a big season out of Spencer. Second team all conference, Carver Commence. He is a junior this year and just a gamer. He's a baseball kid, you know, batted 349 last year as a sophomore. Only struck out 13 times and 86 at bat, 6 doubles, 20 RBIs, and he walked 27 times in those 86 at bats. So definitely patient at the plate, gets on base when he needs to. He can bunt for us when he needs to, things of that. And he can make plays all over the field. He's going to be, you know, our anchor behind the plate, you know, catching. But he's going to get some innings on the mound as well. He's going to get some innings in the infield as well. We got to move guys around. But he can make plays pretty much all over the field, wherever we put him. And sometimes I have to tell him, like, just field the ball and make a throw over to first. Like, he can field the ball, twist and turn, jump a little bit, still make a good throw. Like, sometimes we just got to calm down a little bit and make the play, which is it's fun to coach kids like that. It's fun to have guys having fun like that out there. So looking forward to him returning this year as a junior. And then we'll get into our first team guys from last year. Braden Lee is returning as a junior this year, returning anchored down third base for us all of last season. He was able to get some innings on the mound as well, very short, limited innings, I should say. Looking forward to some more innings out of him this year. He was a sophomore last year. In his first 7 games batting, he started with a 571 average, and I mean like fire red hot. And that's after not having a hit in his first game of the season. So in 6 games, anything was thrown, he was hitting it. It was, you know, it was just incredible. He ended up finishing in the year with a 351 average, 31 ribbies, which led the team. He was 5 RBIs short from a single season school record. I know he was, you know, he's a bit interested in that record. So I'm sure he'd love to make a little push at that record among others. Looking forward to having him back. And then in a little more larger role, on the mound as well. So, and then, you know, we got a guy by the name of Angel Reyes. Some people have heard of him, some people haven't. Senior, he's our conference. He was our conference first team unanimous conference player of the year last year. Batted 387, 8 doubles, 2 triples, 23 RBIs. He scored 42 runs, which was a single season school record, which I believe is about his 3rd or 4th record he's broken at school. 23 stolen bases, which is only 3 away from the record. So expecting big things there. And then pitching, you know, definitely when we get into the pitching conversation, he pitched 53 innings last year. He had a 2.11 ERA overall. However, the last game of the season that he was pitching, our last regular season game against Newman Catholic, you know, bit of a struggle. That's a 2.5 hour road trip. Bit of a struggle. I know he's looking to bounce back against them. But Newman, I want to note, Newman Catholic finished 3rd in state last year. So his conference pitching record, which I believe, Nick, I had texted you this a couple times last year. You and I talked, obviously, throughout the season. But he, 32 and a third inning, 6-0 record. Allowed 19 hits, 5 walks, struck out 52 for a 0.86 ERA. So, obviously, it was pretty incredible. And then, like you said, the way this conversation started, you know, the best part of all of that is that those 5 dudes all returned this season. So, those guys are excited, they're hungry, and ready to get to work.
You got 5 All-State, All-Conference guys returning. Are there any other returning starters that did not earn any of those accolades that will be back on the Warriors this year?
We do. Some of the returning starters, Owen Chris is a returning junior outfielder. We've been working a little, I know we've been talking a little bit about potentially infield, outfield. Obviously, you know, when you play in cold weather, you know, in the spring, the ball doesn't always travel as well as maybe it does in the middle of July when it's June when it's 80 degrees. But OC led us in home runs last year. He led us in home runs and he led us in strikeouts. So, you know, he swings hard, power hitter. I know he'd like to reverse the numbers. I won't say the home runs and strikeout ratio, but I know he wants to get back to work, and he's excited to get back to it. You know, looking to reverse those numbers a little bit. He coming back. Brock Lang anchored our center field last year. He was center fielder all year last year. A bit disappointed at times. John Poulton DH'd a bunch for him. Just the things that we got to work on, and he knew he had to work on, and he's been working on this offseason. You know, we have some open gyms and things of that he's got an opportunity to work on that. So he's looking to really have a good finish to his career as a senior, and I'm sure he'll listen to this and he's going to smile, but there might be a chance that he'll get a few innings on the pitching, on the pitcher's mound as well. But he's been asking me for 4 years, so maybe I'll have to give in this year and let him have maybe one inning anyways. So those are a couple of our returners, that the returning starters anyway. That kind of rounds that out.
I know when I coach, you could never have too many pitchers. Even if you just needed one out or you needed one inning, you can never have too many arms. You mentioned earlier that you have lost 12 seniors over the past 2 years. Are there any newcomers that will be on the varsity roster suiting up for the Warriors that we haven't had an opportunity to meet yet on this podcast?
Yeah, I mean, we can get into, just talking about guys that we have upcoming. You know, obviously we returned Xander Tierney last year. Got hurt. If you remember, we mentioned it earlier in the podcast, the Galena game and the coldest game of the year that I've played in, or coldest game since I've coached, or second coldest game. He got hit in the hand early. You know, we thought it was just going to be like, hey, you know, ibuprofen and ice. He ended up breaking his hand, his wrist. So he was in a cast all season long. Ended up being able to run and steal, run for us, pinch run. But obviously wasn't in the, you know, didn't play where we expected him to play for the year. So having him back healthy, we're excited. Josiah Sullivan, worked hard in the off season. He's a senior that is looking to have a good, a good finishing senior year. Plays first base. Ethan Schulting, I know he's been working. He's a sophomore. He's been working hard as well. Casey Kettering. We can get a little more into some of those guys when we get into the around the horn. But those are some names that pop coming off the top of my head here.
It's like you have the questions in front of you, or we've done this a couple times. Let's start with the catching position. You mentioned earlier Carver Commence, second teamer returning behind the plate. Walk us around the horn. Who are your catchers on the roster? Take us around the infield, Coach.
I got it. I'll do that. Now, you got to remember, we're small 1A Illinois baseball here in East Dubuque. So school size, obviously. I almost thought about just putting together an infield, outfield, and calling it where it is. But we'll start. I could say everything today on today's podcast as we record. And if you come see me in 3 weeks for our home opener, March 11th, you know what? There might be some dudes in some different places I didn't talk about. But that's what we do at East Dubuque. Everybody's ready to go anywhere. But like I said earlier, Carver Commence, he'll anchor the catching staff, the catching crew, if you will, behind the plate. John Poulton, Owen Crist, good chance they're going to get some innings back there as well. They're going to have to, we'll have to work some guys in as obviously Carver, John, and Owen all pitch. You know, so we're going to work those guys around. Shoot down the third baseline. Braden Lee is back as a returning all-conference starter. Back for us at third base. Drew Crist is a sophomore. He's been working hard in the offseason, just coming to open gyms, you know, getting some swings in, getting fielding time in if they can, throwing, working there. Shortstop, Angel Reyes will lead that charge at shortstop. When he's on the mound, there's a good chance when Angel's on the round, or not a good chance, I can pretty much just tell you. Carver Commence will catch Angel, you know, so Spencer Sindall could be looking at shortstop time. Couple incoming freshmen, Jackson Schultz and Jaden Stokel, they could also be looking at shortstop time depending on how things kind of shake out. So, you know, we'll see. Like I said, it's an important couple weeks as we start the season. Second base, move over to second base. Spencer Sindel will play second base. Already mentioned, talked about Ethan Schulting as a sophomore. Could potentially be there as well. Casey Kettering gets some innings there as well. And right back to the two freshmen, Jaden Sokol and Jackson Schultz, they could move over to second base. You know, I think, Nick, we've had this call for a few years now, and everybody knows me well enough. You know, freshman or sophomore, junior, senior, we're going to put the best nine on the field. So it's going to be an important couple weeks, like I mentioned a little bit ago. Move over to first base, Josiah Sullivan. Been working really hard, you know, footwork. Been working hard, and, you know, batting. Has been getting extra swings in, taking time on his own down in K-zone with Miles Mike Edmonds. Just working at it, you know, wants to finish his career the right way. Owen Chris over at first base as well, potentially. Braden Lee can play first base. Drew Chris can play first base. So there's a few of them over there. So that kind of rounds out the infield. It'll be, you know, it's going to be exciting. I mean, guys are going to compete. That's what we expect. So that'll be our infield. And then I can move to the outfield if you're ready or if you have another question.
Let's do the outfield. You mentioned earlier that Brock Lang will be tracking them down in center field for the Warriors. Tell us about the other outfielders on the roster.
Yeah, so Brock Lang. Brock Lang's out there. John Poulton, you know, big, strong kid. We're gonna work on tracking some fly balls. Having Xander out there, having Xander back healthy. Is Xander Tierney is a great addition. And then, again, Owen Chris started out in left field for the majority of last year. So, you know, if you just did the math there, you know, that's three positions, and I mentioned four guys, you know, upperclassmen. And then you bring in some underclassmen, freshmen, Gavin Stewart, Sean Degenhart, Danny Delaney. We're gonna do some competitive stuff out there. We're going to see who the best three are that – are going to get the job done, track the balls, catch the baseballs, and do the right things in the outfield for us. So it'll be a fun first couple weeks. We're going to be outside opening day, which is even more fun because it's February 26th. I don't think it's 65, 66 degrees too often. So we might get right to fly balls and like right now and have some fun with it. So that kind of rounds out our outfield. You know, we're 17. I think we have 17 guys in the program this year. I know it doesn't sound like a lot. You know, we have to do our varsity JV games a little differently than probably a lot of teams do. But we expect a lot out of these 17, and we're excited.
Stick around for more great content. But first, a word from one of our amazing sponsors. Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor. Contact Nolan or a member of his crew at 563-258-5467 to request a quote. You can also find this highly reviewed agent on Facebook by searching Nolan Weber Insurance.
We've gone around the horn. We have visited the outfielders. We got to talk about the pitchers. If you're thinking right now, Coach Tash, on you have that one big game that you have to win, your opening day starter, who are you giving the ball to? And then how does the rotation fall after that? And then are there some guys who are strictly bullpen guys where they're going to come in and get you an out here or there, or maybe even pick up the save for you? Introduce us to the pitching staff and tell us a little bit about their repertoire, the pitches that they throw in their arsenal.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think I say it every year on the podcast, we have no number one. We have no one for that big, you know, whoever's on the mound that day, you're our ace. You are you're the East Dubuque Warriors baseball ace on the mound. We're looking for you to get the win. You know, Angel Reyes is going to anchor our pitching staff. You know, I looked in Vegas the other day, and it appears he's got the lead on the projected opening day starter. But we have, we have a lot of guys that are going to fill some voids and fill some innings. We lost 62 and a half innings last year, 62 and two-thirds innings, I should say, from Colin Sutter and Parker Shireman. So we got to replace some of these guys. So Angel Reyes, repertoire pitches, fastball, curveball. He's always up, change up, working on some other pitches. Carver Commence has a portfolio of pitches. We've talked before about maybe bringing it down to a handful, but he can throw about every pitch in the repertoire. It's just the key this year is we're going to throw him for strikes. Angel Reyes, the same thing. I saw a quote one time, I don't care how hard you threw ball for, so we're gonna work on some of these things. But other guys on the pitching staff this year, Braden Lee, Spencer Sindall, really going to lean on those guys for a lot of innings. We look at Owen Crist, John Poulton, a couple other upperclassmen that are going to get some innings, whether it's non-conference innings, non-conference on a Saturday or non-conference during the week or in a conference game. We don't know until we get going and seeing how guys are throwing. Got Casey Kettering in that mix as well, for picking up some innings. And then a couple underclassmen, again, Ethan Schulting on the mound. Jackson Schultz pitched a little bit over the summer for us. I want to say he pitched, he was able to make one game. Obviously, we don't get to bring up eighth graders in Illinois, and we bring them up in the summer when they could make it. Most of them are playing in their league teams or wherever else, but Jackson was able to come over, play a game, play a couple times with us over the summer, and I think we threw him on the mound one game against Orangeville over the summer, struck out the side. I don't remember if it was one or two innings, but struck out the side either in each inning or the one inning. And that was obviously, very promising as a freshman to see. So excited to see the opportunity and potential there. And then, of course, I'll do it again just because I know he's going to smile about it. And he's going to ask me about it. But, if we can bring Brock Lang in for a couple innings throughout the year to get some outs for us, we'll be excited about that. So we'll see. We got to get them conditioned. We got to get them going. But that's the pitching staff right there. I think that's 10 guys. Last year we had eight guys that pitched in the rotation last year or got a varsity inning or at least a third of an inning. So might have an extra body this year to get some innings in. So we're excited.
Couple tidbits before we hit into that podcast killing double play. You mentioned, I don't care how hard you throw ball for. I saw this year that the Washington Nationals had plastered all over their bullpens at spring training, I don't care how hard you throw. And you mentioned that Vegas has Angel Reyes as the projected opening day starter. I wonder where ESPN/fantasy.com would have him on their starting pitcher rankings as well. But I have told the same Dan Campbell story for 2 years, and Jeff Gunns sent me a Facebook message. Nick, will you stop with the Dan Campbell story already? So I've retired it. And if you're not following us on social media, it's Dubuque Area Sports Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And if you want to follow me on X, formerly Twitter, it's at Coach Manaman. Coach Tash, what are your expectations for the Warriors during this 2024 campaign?
I saw this quote the other day, coach them hard, hug them after. We're going to get after it right away. We're going to go out and compete. I expect guys to show up day one. Like I said, we're going to be outside 66 degrees, 67 degrees. Maybe it's went up or down since I last looked, but we're going to be outside, compete, work hard, push each other, make each other better, and have each other's backs. Maybe it's not your day on the mound. Maybe today we're going to try somebody else in the outfield or in the infield just to see, our expectation is you stand there in the dugout, you sit in the dugout, you're on the fence cheering on your guys, you're giving them support, you're talking to them, and have each other's backs. When you're out there, we don't want, don't let the highs get too high. Don't let the lows get too low. Baseball is a very humbling game. I mean, you can go out. I always say it's kind of a love or hate sport, man. You can love it for 4 weeks in a row and hit a slump and you hate it more than whatever it is that you don't like. So, it's a a very humbling sport, and just be ready and go embrace it. I mean, you have 4 years of high school baseball. Our expectation is you come in, you work hard, you put everything on the field that you can put on the field with that jersey on. If we can condition you and we can make you, you know, better young men and better young adults and go on and take on the, you know, take on the adult life after high school, you know, we did our job. We want to win some championships along the way. We want to do some special things that haven't happened at East Dubuque in a while along the way, you know, 100%. But, you know, those are expectations. And it was kind of funny. I told Angel Reyes, I said, hey, we got to do this podcast Friday afternoon. I had them all set up, Nick, to be on the podcast with me, and I had him thinking about it for a couple of days. For those that don't know, he doesn't say a whole lot. You know, he doesn't talk a whole lot. He doesn't want to talk a whole lot. So I told him, I finally let him off the hook. I said, hey, I'm just messing with you, man. I said, but you know what? I said, go ahead and tell me anything you want to tell me. You want me to tell Coach Manaman, Nick Manaman, you want me to tell me, you know, everybody else. You know, Angel's quote, you know, don't doubt our talent. We're going to be young. We know we graduated, you know, three guys from last year, but we're going to go out. We're going to compete. We're going to work to get another conference title, regional title, and more. So I'm going to leave it at that. But that just tells you the burning, you know, sensation in some of these guys that are ready to go. So we're excited to kick off the year here, to start the year here in a couple days, and you know, get after it.
Coach Tashner, thanks again for joining me on the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. Best of luck to you, the Warriors, and all of Warrior Nation in 2024. 643, we're out of here.